clarity.
We have to follow the facts where it may lead.
Credibility.
News of the day.
What we want is the facts.
And conversation.
What everyone should be talking about, what you're talking about.
Hear about it first.
We made history.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. The fourth and final hour is underway. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 9:06. That means the 9 o'clock stretch is rolling. Oh, yeah. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story still, UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson shot down in cold blood. Why? Who did it? Where is the gunman? Well, maybe we'll find that out sooner rather than later. But in the meantime, special guest in the studio with his expertise in law enforcement, Art Forgy from the Alachua County Sheriff's Office. Good morning, Art. How are you?
I am doing well. Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me once again.
We have a lot to talk about locally, but real quick, just wanted to get any input from you as to what happened to this CEO. I know it's purely speculation on your part, but just wondered, do you think it's related to his CEO position or maybe a more of a personal thing? Your thoughts?
My thoughts is it's related some way to UnitedHealthcare. And if you watch it, it looks like that firearm he used is suppressed.
Mm-hmm.
It obviously jams. He's proficient enough.
Proficient
at clearing it. And, you know, I'm not going to go out on a limb and say it was a professional hit because I don't know that that's the case.
But probably somebody has experience with firearms,
yes.
At least, at the very minimum.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Let's move on. It is parade season. How does that impact law enforcement?
We are contracted in several cities in the county, and we will help with their parades. Our honor guard many times leads them. We'll have people in the parades. We shut down the roads. So it's a busy time of the year for us and a lot of personnel that are out helping those. We have the Hawthorne one coming up this weekend and the Micomopee Holiday Stroll this weekend, and that's going to kick things off and just come out and say hello to us. We love this time of the year, love being out there, love showing off some of the things that we have, and proud to have our honor guard leading a lot of these parades.
Thanks for answering that question, because I thought other than like closing off roads, and then I didn't think about various cities and locations needing your help. So that's a good one. Also in Hawthorne, maybe they'll be celebrating a state championship as a football team.
Let's hope so.
For that.
Crossing our fingers.
Yeah.
And the another reason that I talk about that being the parade season is I know a lot of people get caught off guard by it. Look around if you're going somewhere, mm-hmm. See when those parades are, because you don't want to get stuck in traffic, mm-hmm. or rerouted.
Yeah, especially if you have somewhere you have, have to be.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, plan accordingly. Zane Sanders' murder solved after, 2 years?
Yeah, this just goes to show that our detectives are very tenacious. This happened back in June of 2022 in the Palms of Archer. She was in town from North Carolina. She was here with her family to go to a family graduation event, and it was a drive-by shooting. Two gentlemen, Jeremy Navarro and Nathaniel Kendrick, arrested for the homicide. Navarro was actually charged. They were both charged in mid-November, but Navarro was actually on trial in Marion County for a homicide there. And we didn't want to release the information then to keep from trying to taint the trial. So we held off for a week or so, but glad to have that one closed. 16 senseless killing. They're all senseless killings, but this one was really senseless.
Wow. All right. So we've got a transition taking place. The new sheriff, Chad Scott. When is he due to actually take office?
He'll be sworn in on January the 7th. That usually takes place down by the criminal courthouse where they swear in all the constitutional officers. But the transition is well underway. He's got the budget information, been in and got information on who's eligible for promotions, because there's going to need to be some promotions made, getting fitted for his uniforms, just transitioning over. There'll be sign changes, letterhead changes, all the changes that come along with a new CEO, so to speak.
It's a big job. Yeah, I was just going to say it is nothing short of being CEO of a large number of people, large budgets. You've got the jail. You oversee that as well. This is not Mayberry. This so we're talking about, a job that's going to be pretty intense, if especially if it's done well.
Well over 800 employees and a budget over $100 million. Wow. He is getting sped up to speed on it.
Jason McKnight arrested. I don't know that I'm up to speed on that one.
Yeah, he's not going to get any Family of the Year awards here. His sister came over to his house, and he decided that he would jump on her out in the yard and try to gouge her eyes out with his fingers. So he got to go to Sheriff Ganey's inn, where he's being provided for, but definitely not something you usually see out of families, even when, you know, families have disputes. We're used to domestics and we're used to things like that, especially this time of the year with holidays, get-togethers, and a little bit of drinking involved, and then families tend to fight a little bit, but not shoving your sister down, holding her, and trying to gouge her eyes out.
Do you run toxicology for a charge like that?
No, we don't.
No. So you don't know if the person was under the influence of drugs or whatever?
You know, it's usually noted in the report that there was an odor of intoxicants upon the person, or, sometimes if we think they're intoxicated or under the influence of something, they'll go and be medically cleared through the emergency room before the jail will accept them.
And they would draw blood and test that blood? They would do a panel on that, or?
Yeah, many times they would, but that wouldn't be released to us because that's not necessarily an element of what the charge is.
Contributing factor, I guess.
Yes, contributing factor, and
it might be more important maybe for a judge or as part of a condition of probation could come into play, right?
It could, and with HIPAA concerns there, that information we would probably have to subpoena to get to use.
So the medical records being people's medical history and whatever, there's a sensitivity there, and that's a good thing overall. But every once in a while, it doesn't work in your favor, so to speak. What about driving tips during this cold weather or whatever kind of weather we might be facing?
I'm glad you brought that up. Last couple of days, gone out, the cars have been covered in frost. I don't know how many I've seen that are driving around with just a hole that you can see out the front. Folks, give it a few extra minutes. Defrost your car so that you can see out, so that you can safely arrive at work. And I'm going to throw a kudos out to drivers in Gainesville, which don't often do, but
because they don't often deserve it. But go ahead.
I went through the intersection of 16th and Main yesterday morning. It was flashing four-way red lights, the whole intersection, and people were observing it. They were taking turns going, and traffic was moving pretty smoothly for the lights being out. It was amazing to see. I was glad to see it.
I was trying to get someone's attention last night coming home down 39th Avenue and, kind of flashing at him because his taillights were out. I figured his headlights were off, too. They were a little dim, but they were definitely on. But his taillights were not operating, and, traffic starts moving, and then what do you do? And that's not something you personally are going to recognize generally. Mm-hmm. His brake lights worked, but not his actual taillights while you're going through traffic, and it was dark out.
A lot of people think they got their headlights on. What it's just it
could have been
it's
driving
daytime,
type
daytime
lights
running,
or riding
it's daytime running lights.
Yeah, that could have been the case. But tried to get his attention, and he probably just thought I was
you're a jerk.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Probably thought you had road rage or something, Bob.
Yeah. Well, maybe he was driving kind of slow. So
what fingers were you waving with?
Nah, I wasn't doing that. I know better than that. Nice try.
I got to try to get back at you a little bit.
I don't want to be the next Daniel Penny. Right? It is 9:15. Thank you, Art Forgy, Alachua County Sheriff's Office, for keeping us up to date with local law enforcement. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, fellas, and thanks for your support of law enforcement.
All right. We'll see you again in a couple weeks. And coming up in 30 minutes, things that make you smile. More headlines on the way, and your top stories coming to 97.3 The Sky. Stay warm, my friends. It is 9:20. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. What's the answer to why the CEO was gunned down in broad daylight in New York yesterday? What's the why behind it? They're going to try to find the who, obviously working diligently. What's the why? The at-large suspect who gunned down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside of Midtown Hotel in, of course, New York City, may have left a message on the bullets he used to kill the executive Wednesday morning, according to police sources. And that's what they're saying is this a possible message. Well, if you wrote the words deny, depose, and defend, that doesn't sound like, you know, the random I opened up my, you know, pack of target range ammo.
No.
And that just happened to be written on three sequential, rounds that were fired at a human being.
That you intentionally left behind as you fled the scene.
Now, they're using this terminology, engraved. The words were engraved. I got that in European, the UK said that.
All the Americans said written or whatever, so I don't know.
I think I saw etched. I think I saw written, too. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, according to the New York Post, they're saying engraved on live rounds and shell casings left behind by the masked assassin after he shot Thompson, who's 50 years old. Of course, he shot him several times, engraved on live rounds. Maybe when, I guess they were engraved when they were live rounds.
And the shells remained on the street.
Yeah, okay. The words are similar to a 2010 book condemning the insurance business.
Okay.
So it could be going in the direction we initially thought. Mm-hmm. Could be.
Yeah.
Jay, I think it's Heinemann, wrote this book, Delay, Deny, Defend. That's the name of the book. And subtitled, Why Insurance Companies Don't Pay Claims and What You Can Do About It.
Interesting.
Yes. I mean, well, you know, I was thinking, you know, was there a lawsuit in play, you know?
Right.
I don't know. But cops had recovered three live 9mm rounds, three discharge casings in front of the Hilton Hotel on 6th Avenue. And sources said several of the pieces of evidence each contained one word, as we said. The masked gunman used they call it a silencer, a suppressor, same thing, you get the idea, and appeared to be an experienced shooter based on surveillance footage. Yeah, he had his stance looked, you know, fairly sound. And
that would explain the live rounds, because they did say he had the jam, and if you watch the video, you can see him racking the slide.
When you're clearing, you're going to discharge rounds.
So that's where those would have come from. Yeah, makes sense.
And apparently he had been seen waiting outside the luxury hotel for his target. The CEO, with a yearly salary of nearly $9.9 million, according to this, I looked it up, $10.2 million was a figure that I saw, which is interesting because salary is based on about $1 million a year, and it goes to show how much they put into bonuses through incentivizing. Well, what are you incentivizing here? Oh, well, the less you can pay out, the more profits there are. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they maybe kind of look at that again. And look, it's tough, okay? I want to retire in a few years. So I have a 401k, like many Americans do. So I wanted a good return. So we can't stand back and go, you evil, greedy sons of guns.
Right.
Because we want 5, 7, 9, 12, 14% return, we're hoping. So we're all kind of, we're in this together, really. But maybe there is a better way where the measuring stick is not going to be, you know, how well did you stick it to the people to save the company money. Instead, maybe strive for United Healthcare System voted the best healthcare system in the nation or something like that.
Right.
Would that be something you'd strive for? Yeah, maybe I'm in dreamland. But yeah, he was making a lot of money, as CEOs generally do. I think it's one of the biggest healthcare companies in the country. And but he's only, what, 50 years
50,
old?
Yeah.
Wow. The gun jammed, but the calculated and methodical killer was able to clear it, according to this in the New York Post, showing he was a skilled gunman, continued firing as his victim helplessly tried to crawl away. He then ran into an alleyway, hopped on an e-bike, which I'm guessing those are kind of stationed around the city. But don't you have to put in a credit card for those?
Interesting that that one was there and ready, probably. Probably already had it set up and was
on a, yeah, but ready, how'd you pay for a dummy card or something? Maybe a gift card could, I don't know. I don't know how they work. But, and then he rode along 6th Avenue into Central Park. And then after that, surveillance cameras get kind of spotty as far as coverage goes. Yeah. And he may have made some major mistakes that could help investigators identify him. He bought coffee, a water bottle, two power bars at a nearby Starbucks before the killing and tossed his bottle and coffee cup in a trash can. Cops dug out the garbage and now have his evidence. I believe during actually firing of the gun, he had gloves on.
He did.
So I don't know, gloves or gloveless, when he was handling these other objects, which would go unnoticed in cold New York this time of the year.
Sure. Yeah.
Investigators also discovered a phone in an alleyway near the Hilton, which they believe belongs to the killer. And investigators have obtained a search warrant to comb through the contents of the phone. And, yeah, even if it's like a burner phone or whatever, it can still reveal maybe some important evidence. So, yeah, obviously we hope the guy is caught, but I wasn't aware of that book until now.
That's interesting.
Delay, deny, defend. Why insurance companies don't pay claims and what you can do about it. Mm. Now, of course, if this was as well planned out as we think it was, it may be planned in such a way that this is where they want to lead the cops to. Aha! We should have a TV show.
Yeah.
Columbo. Oh, they already did that one.
One more thing.
No, you're just kidding, right?
Yeah.
You're just referencing the show, right? Because we got a break.
Yeah, okay. Well, for sure, go ahead.
Wait, just one more thing.
Wait, just one more question.
It's 9:28. We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile on 97.3 The Sky. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the almost the weekend.
You can see it if you look over there.
It is. It's close. I can see it from my porch.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's a reference.
Back when Sarah Palin could see Russia from her porch.
Well, at least on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. Did I say it's 9:36? Well, it is, and it is Thursday. I did say that. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And what in the world is going on with these sanctuary cities and states?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, the whole idea, the whole concept of it was ridiculous to begin with. And isn't it amazing how Gainesville became a welcoming city really a good period of time before Joe Biden and Kamala Harris were in office, opening the borders wide open. You know, it's like the lefties knew that's what they were going to do when they got in.
Yep.
And so I guess it didn't come as a shock when many ne'er-do-wells crossed the border. I guess it didn't come as a shock, nor did they care when fentanyl was killing 70, 80, 90,000 Americans. I guess they don't care when there is human trafficking taking place and children are subjected to God knows what, because we don't know where they are. Yeah. I guess all side effects of a bigger agenda. These people are evil. I'll just be honest with you. New York City Mayor Eric Adams and New York Governor Kathy Hochul are under mounting pressure to suspend the city and state's sanctuary policy that shields criminal illegal aliens from deportation. It's wrong to protect any of the illegals, but especially wrong. I mean, where could it be any clearer? Criminal. The word criminal is in there.
Yes.
Beyond, you know, maybe crossing the border illegally, criminal.
Yeah, they've done something in addition to crossing the border illegally.
And after you see the statistics with all the things I mentioned with the fentanyl and human trafficking, mentioning all that. Oh, and I didn't even mention the actual risk to our nation in terms of terrorism, gang stuff, all that. And yet, with that knowledge now, you'd think they'd go, okay, we went too far. Let's reel it back in. We're not doing the sanctuary thing. We've got our hands full with the people we've got. Yeah, they're still standing by it. Since President-elect Donald Trump's victory last month, Adams and Hochul have both voiced support for aiding Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents with deporting criminal illegal aliens from New York. Yep, they have voiced support. Someone breaks the law, I'll be the first one to call up ICE and say, get them out of here, Hochul said during a press conference last month. Democrats and Republicans on the New York City Council are now urging Hochul to back up her words and suspend the state sanctuary law.
But what, a couple of months ago, we're watching them beat up cops in the street, get on the street in hours, and then flipping everybody off while they're walking all cocky and attitude down the street.
And she can say whatever she wants, but her words have no power behind them unless she follows through.
Exactly.
Because the state sanctuary law specifically allows local law enforcement to not have to cooperate with ICE agents.
That's just crazy.
So Hochul can say, yeah, you show me a criminal, and by golly, I'll call those ICE agents myself.
Yeah.
You know, you lying sack of potatoes, lady.
Mm-hmm.
The recent surge in violent crime, including incidents involving migrant gangs in Central Park and Queens, where they've been reported to be raping, robbing, assaulting, and even shooting at police officers, demands immediate and decisive action.
Fine citizens.
So these are council members citing this in a letter to Kathy Hochul, the government. We urge you to consider issuing an executive order under the emergency powers granted to your office that would allow New York City to temporarily waive its sanctuary city laws. This would enable federal agencies, including ICE, to work more effectively with local law enforcement to address these grave threats. During the COVID-19 pandemic, your office and that of your predecessor utilized executive orders to respond swiftly to the crisis. We believe that the crisis, the current situation, with its potential for terror-related activities and the escalating violence in the city, warrants a similar response. I mean, that is direct. That is coming from the council people in New York City. Kathy Hochul said that she says, if someone breaks the law, I'll be the first one to call ICE and say, get them out of here. But didn't use her executive powers to suspend the sanctuary state status.
Just leaves you scratching your head, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say something like, so she'll learn the hard way that, she's not doing the right thing. But she probably won't learn the hard way. But her constituents have been suffering as a result of her policies, and they're going to continue to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be the ones, ultimately, that'll be hurt. And I guess that's what the elitists, I guess they count on. Well, as long as I'm protected.
Right.
Right? And then there's the whole Pete Hegseth controversy, I guess. And he claims that, Trump said, keep going, keep fighting. Even though Governor DeSantis' name gets mentioned over and over again about he might end up being the pick after all. But I do want to make sure that people know that this woman who wrote the article in The New Yorker, that was very... It was scathing and nasty, and it paints Pete Hegseth as basically an evil, ugly, misogynistic drunkard. And so some people have come to his defense. Everybody he works with basically at Fox News has jumped on board. But there's also this guy Parnell, who is Sean Parnell. He's a retired U.S. Army Ranger who worked with Hegseth at Concerned Veterans for America. He went on record to reject the claims made by the author of that piece, Jane Meyer, He told Compact Magazine, "I was there for most of those alleged incidents, and this stuff is just complete fabrications." He added that the so-called whistleblower claims in the New Yorker piece were from people who were let go as the organization was growing, who weren't fulfilling their duties. They just weren't, he said. Parnell also said that Hegseth was not forced out of his position due to personal misconduct or mismanagement, saying that couldn't be further from the truth. Wow. He said this was right before President Trump began his first term. Pete and I were on the media all the time, talking about national security and foreign policy. And he and I became big believers in Trump's vision of foreign policy. The funders of the organization, CVA, didn't necessarily agree with that. And because of that policy difference over what America's foreign and national security policy should be, Pete parted ways. It was 100% professional political differences. So he's vehemently defending him. And we'll see how that goes. Now, my understanding is he's going to be meeting with Joni Ernst, who has combat, I believe. Yeah, combat veteran.
Yep.
But also was a victim of some kind of sexual. I don't know how you make the term, but yeah, she was attacked in some way. She's a survivor of that.
Wow.
So they're figuring somebody with this kind of level of sensitivity to that kind of thing
could be good.
She's going to sit down and really have a chat with him, and I think there are four or five other senators that already said, if she doesn't sign off on him, then we probably won't.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, and that is supposed to, I believe, happen sometime today.
Gotcha.
I also wonder, are we going to get news today on Daniel Penny? Is the jury going to come back?
Goodness. Oh, they should have been done a long time ago.
I mean, really, how much would it have taken? 20 minutes?
I know.
Go in there and go, obviously this guy's not a bad guy. Obviously, the one they're trying to make, the so-called victim, Jordan Neely, has a record, a lengthy criminal record.
Like 40 arrests, didn't you say the other day? I think you said 40 arrests.
It's possible. I don't have that in front of me, but it's lengthy. Yeah. And we know for sure that one of the things against him was a 2021 assault on a 67-year-old woman at another subway station.
So there's your pattern. It's nothing on Penny. It's all on this guy.
Yeah.
The victim.
He's schizophrenic. He's on drugs. He has a violent criminal record.
Yeah.
And so Daniel Penny did exactly the right thing. Mm-hmm. And instead of being rewarded for it, he's being punished.
It's wrong.
No, it is wrong. And I don't know if there are some websites where you can contribute or whatever. But if I, if I see that or do, I'll pass it along to you, because this guy doesn't deserve that.
I hope if they come back wrong, that Donald Trump will do something later.
Yeah, I think he would pardon him, but
that would get his.
Hopefully, it won't. Hopefully, there'll be enough people on the jury, because you only need really one to say no or whatever. You only need a few, and they'll dismiss. They'll let it go, not guilty or whatever. Never should have went. Yeah. Never should have went to trial. Yep. All right. Coming up next, things that make you smile. That's where you share upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts with us. You can do that. Count your blessings kind of a thing. 877-975-9825. Call in now for things that make you smile. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Smile big. We have been blessed, my friends. And here's an opportunity for you to count your blessings, if you will. We call things that make you smile. It's brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, 877-975-9825. And Gunther, what's making you smile?
Well, making my filet mignon white bean chili is making me smile. But the biggest thing that's making me smile is Owen Schroyer came up with the best acronym ever, Republicans Against Trump Rats.
Yeah, if you were the one that called in earlier with that, thank you. Republicans Against Trump Rat.
There you go.
So a bunch of rats.
There you go.
I love it. Thank you, sir. Good morning, Hollywood. What's making you smile?
man, this is a beautiful day. We're working outside, but you really blessed my heart last night, Bob, showing up to the Christmas concert at the Rock of Gainesville, and we froze our butts off, but I sang my heart out, and I was so glad that you were there.
Yeah, you are talented, so if anyone was blessed, I was blessed by your great voice. That was excellent, my friend.
I appreciate it. God bless you guys, and Merry Christmas.
God bless you, and Merry Christmas, Hollywood. Yeah, he's...
The bigger coat next time, though. Right?
Not to mention his prowess
on
the board
around.
Of keys.
Yes.
Or keyboard, whatever.
Yeah.
Let's go to Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's making me smile is 97.3. The Sky does not charge a $10 copay for what's bugging you, or else Greg would start having to take credit card numbers over the phone. And then, but let's not give Nick any new revenue ideas. You guys are the best.
No, we're going to keep those revenue ideas for ourselves.
And give that revenue
next
to ourselves.
Next time you call, Greg has a different number that you can reach us on.
That's right.
And then you could submit your credit card there.
Hey, you got to have income streams, you know? Hey, Christmas coming up, shopping to do. Have you started your Christmas shopping yet?
Things that make you...
that's a whole different segment. We can start that one. Yeah, right.
Never been really great at it.
So you say like Walgreens and CVS love you on Christmas Eve?
I don't want to set expectations too high, but I'm going to try to do better than that.
Good
but
for you.
That is a possible fallback position.
Okay, you got to have a backup plan,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yes.
There you go. Hey, coming up next, it's the Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on.
From way over there.
Allowing Ukraine to use American missiles inside Russia.
The world's on fire right now.
To right here.
We have to get back to a great country.
We have an incredible once-in-a-generation opportunity.
And just down your street.
Safety. And this is about infrastructure.
One weed company wrote it.
Touchdown, Gators!
97.3 The Sky has your world right here.
It blows my mind.
Hear about it first.
The Democrats.
The Republicans.
Isn't it nice to win?
Talk about it now.
Tells me everything I need to know.
The Sky has it right.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor compared the risks of sex changes and puberty blockers. She associated the risks with taking an aspirin. I'm not making this up. And then Supreme Court Justice Jackson had trouble defining what a woman was, but she knows that banning puberty blockers for minors constitutes sex discrimination? Really? Explain. Okay, let me respond to these Supremes. Stop in the name of love. And that's your Smoking Gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. See ya.